Arnold. Welcome to Discover Your Talent, Do What You Love, number 178. I'm creator and host, Don Hutchison. Every day I interview someone from around the world who has discovered her talents to do work she loves, to create a life of success, satisfaction, and freedom. Today I'm delighted to bring you our featured guest, Louise Armstrong. Welcome, Louise.
Thank you so much. It's a huge honor to be with you today. I'm very excited.
Thank you. It's our pleasure. Louise, are you using your talents doing work that you love?
Absolutely. Yes, I am.
All righty. We want to hear the whole story. Louise Armstrong is on a mission to help women in their midlife years have a bright future, making the second half of their lives the better half. She achieves this through her online coaching business and seeing clients face to face using a simple, logical program, giving the client a positive outlook on life, removing destructive beliefs so that her clients are able to move forward using their intuition and achieving their goals. By incorporating these steps into their daily lives, results become permanent and people start to live life with grace and ease. Louise, that's a summary of your career to date. Tell our listeners what you're up to now and what has you engaged and excited.
Right now, well, I'm juggling quite a few projects, which are very exciting times. I'm in the process of just about to finish a little book I've made. It's 84 Days of Pure Inspiration.
Congratulations. And this is
thank you very much. Thank you. This is actually taken a small extract from my coaching course. So if somebody wasn't at that right stage or didn't feel coaching was right for them at the moment, this is a really good little taster as to what coaching's about. So that's about to be finalized. Next week, I've got my first Dubai event with two other coaches where we're inviting people to come and to see what we have to offer. So there's three of us. That's very exciting. That's on the 14th of November.
Oh, wow.
And that's our first one here in Dubai.
So people are other coaches are flying in or clients are flying in?
No, it is just I've decided fairly recently to do a lot more work in Dubai, actually. So it's with Dubai coaches that we've met and we've done a lot of collaboration together. So it's very exciting. It's just in Dubai.
Okay, good. And tell our listeners around the world, where is Dubai located exactly?
Well, right in the center of the earth, actually.
Oh, what? Good.
Right bang in the center. We're further west from you from Saudi. So you just carry on going a little bit further.
Okay.
We're very, very tiny, very, very small, just on the peninsula opposite Iran.
How long have you been there?
13 years. I came out here with my husband's work. He flies for the airline, and we brought our three children with us.
Okay, so what else are you up to right now?
I'm recording a Udemy course, which is an online video course, which is very exciting as well. I've got 12 to do. I've just finished my first one with an excellent guy, Scott Patton, who's been helping me along with that, and I'm thoroughly enjoying that. So, that's well underway at the moment. And I'm always developing my courses. I'm always adjusting them, finding out more information, what people's real needs are. So they're always evolving.
Well, as you know well, everyone's life is composed of a series of turning points every 5 or 7 years. Some call them passages. And we face issues and obstacles and choices and chance to rethink where we are and hunker down and go forward or make some shifts. Tell us about some of the highlights of your life going as far back as you want.
Okay. Maybe I'll start off the early 20s. My children are now in their early 20s, so I'm quite often reflecting back to what I was doing at their age. Early 20s, I married my husband, and he was a pilot in the Royal Navy, so we did a lot of moving around, and I was also on my own a lot, so I learned a lot about independence and how to survive and bring up three children, mainly by myself a lot of the time. So there were tough times there. But in those days, I really learned to reach out and ask for help. And that was my first real taste of friends, you know, real friends, when you didn't have family around, I didn't have my husband there to help, and real friends became my family.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a great start, really, to the learning of that and for me helping others. So I guess my coaching, in inverted commas, started back in those days, although I didn't realize it.
Yes, of course not. Of course not. Well, was it easy to reach out for help, or did you fight that tendency and say, oh, man up and do it myself? Or how did you feel at those times?
It was hard at first, definitely, because I wanted to cope. Of course, I can cope and get on with it. But then, you know, after a while, you realize you don't have to. You know, you really don't have to. And it was so wonderful to share and realize everyone else is going through the same stuff.
Yes. Yes, precisely. So you saw that early and you were able to reach out, and then you could also be an ally to people who needed somebody to reach out to, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. When I look back now, I thought this is where it really started for me. Although, you know, you don't realize at the time.
No. Of course not. So where were you living at this time? What part of the world?
We were living in England.
Okay.
So we were living at the southern tip in Cornwall.
Okay.
And then we lived in Scotland, right up north near Glasgow. So we sort of lived at either ends of the country with the Royal Navy.
Okay. So what happened next in your storyline?
What happened next? We decided to leave the Royal Navy because there was so much time apart. It was a fantastic start for Ian's career. He's wanted to fly all of his life, so very, very lucky man. He'd achieved that. So we came to the centre of England, and this is where Ian got his first airline job. And we were in the airline industry in the north of the UK for around 7 years. And from there, we took the launch, the big step to come to Dubai. So that was our sort of late 30s. We made that step to our first move abroad.
What were you doing career-wise?
I was a stay-at-home mom, and it was a huge privilege. And I think it's one of the most amazing things. And I'm very, very fortunate to have been in that position to be at home with the children. But I always had little jobs as well, fitted around the kids. So actually, at that time, I was running a domestic cleaning business.
Oh.
Back in the UK, which I had to then sell on for us to move abroad. So, yeah, that's what I was doing for the last few years in England.
Yeah, that's good.
Moved to Dubai, and I trained as a swimming coach. It's fantastic out here for children to swim. There's a lot of outdoor life. So I got a job in a primary school, and I absolutely loved it. So rewarding watching little kids come to you from 3 years old, can't do a thing in the water. 8 weeks later, they're swimming across the pool. So I loved it. It was a fabulous job. And I worked with wonderful people as well. It was a good laugh and a great job. And it fitted in with my kids. So it was really quite perfect.
All right, good. So you were a teacher and a swimming coach.
Yeah. Then really, this is the point where life really did change. And I wouldn't be where I am today, but for this turning point, I developed skin cancer. It was caught very early. I was very fortunate. It was all removed and I didn't need further treatment. But it was a big, big warning sign to me. Louise, you cannot continue with what you're doing.
Okay.
So very, very reluctantly, I handed in my notice and I left the school where I was teaching the little kids to swim. Then I thought, what am I going to do with my life? Okay, this has been taken away from me. And I decided to trade the futures market. And this was two reasons. I could work from home and still be around for the kids, and I could also work my own hours. And this was really appealing to me because it meant I had more time to be with my husband and I can go on trips with him as well. So I could see a bit of the world. So perfect. So I launched into trading the futures market.
What prepared you for that?
Really, just I wanted to be independent. I wanted to work my hours, and I was introduced to it. Many pilots do trading on the side. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of talk about it, and I thought, yeah, that's something I really want to do. And again, I developed a big passion for it, and I did really enjoy it. I was with a great trading floor, good bunch of guys, and it was going well. Really good passion as well.
So had you always been interested in the market, and did you follow it assiduously, and did you read about it? Did you study it? Did you just pick up and do that? I've always thought that was a fairly complicated field, to say the least.
Not really. No, I haven't, to be fair, not really. When I really got into it, about 80 to 85% of it is the psychology. So you're actually trading yourself as opposed to trading what's going on in the markets. I mean, you need a very good system. Yes, undoubtedly, that's the first thing you need. But you do need your inner self is actually what you're trading. So you need to be incredibly resilient. It is one of the most important things with trading. It's a lot actually to do with risk, because anywhere that involves money involves emotion.
Okay.
And if you're risking money, you then evoke emotion. And that's what gets your conscious mind all skewed. You know, you get the fear comes in if you're in a losing trade and then you make the wrong decisions. So there's a lot of emotion involved with trading.
Okay, what happened next?
My husband and I, we actually got into ourselves into a bit of a pickle. We'd over-leveraged on several properties. And then during the stock market crash, these properties weren't let out. And we also had a pay cut at work as well. So we got to the stage where the outgoings were actually less than our salary, which was quite a situation to be in. So I really didn't know what to do. I took all this on board myself. I made it my mission to sort out. At this point, with all this financial stuff going on, I have to mention here now, I've had a very, very destructive relationship with my mother.
Okay.
For most of my life, at least since I was around 10 or 11, very, very destructive and getting worse. I had tried everything I thought in my power to rectify the situation. Living in Dubai, we used to go back and stay with mum in the UK, my mum and dad. And after 3 days, we had the same old arguments and then the guilt would set in, et cetera, et cetera. We just didn't seem to meet halfway. It was very much a love-hate relationship. I loved her dearly, but it wasn't working and it was getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
So we went back to the UK with this financial mess that I certainly wasn't going to ask them for help. The situation was just worse than ever because I had all this pressure with the money. So it came to a head and I just said I couldn't take any more. I was at sort of breaking point with the way this relationship was heading. And I said to Mum, can we just draw a line here? Can you just love me for who I am? Well, the reply I got is, no, I can't. And another thing, young lady, I will never change. So I thought, wow.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So I got back on that plane and my heart was in my boots. I had no idea what I was going to do with my life. Here I was with a financial mess. I had two children, or we had two children at university we were funding. I had nowhere to go. I really did not know what to do, but something struck a chord. Mum said she wasn't going to change. Fair enough. Okay. But you know what? I said, I will.
Brother.
That's exactly what I did.
Oh.
But I went on a coaching course, but my goal was not to repair the relationship with my mum. Initially, my goal was to take more risk on my trading account so I could boost up the family income, which was my initial, because I thought I have got to sort out this situation here. But the most amazing thing happened. Yes, my trading account did improve dramatically. It was wonderful. But far more than that, during my journey was this healing, this repair, totally alone, of the relationship with my mum. So by the end of the coaching course that I undertook, it was an online course, I just could not believe what had happened. It actually astounded me, the change, not only the change in me, the change in Mum. And this was without even having a conversation.
My word. You did the course and you went inside and you just had this transformation. It sounds just like profound forgiveness of yourself that allowed you to forgive her. Is that oversimplifying it, or how would you describe it in your own words?
Yeah, Don, that's right. That's how it started. But it was pretty tough. It was very tough, very emotional. I shed a lot of tears. I did other things other than the course, started really reading up on it. So I sort of built a big picture. I was determined, you know, my life was not going to continue as it was. And it just started getting better and better and better and better. And the more I did, the better it got.
It was such a quantum shift because your relationship was always so, well, whatever, I don't know exactly what it was, but obviously it was contentious and, as you say, destructive, and there was bad energy, and I'm sure it was very uncomfortable. But you didn't bring any of those negative emotions to the party anymore, as I understand it, right?
Absolutely not. We came to a big crescendo this year, actually. I had a very big birthday in April. I was 50. And Mum held a huge birthday party for me back in England, and I was able to invite everybody I wanted, which was so wonderful of her to share this. And the following weekend, she took me to Yorkshire, where Mum was born. And Mum showed me, she showed me her childhood. She showed me where she went to school, the woods she played in. And what she was telling me is, this is why I am like I am. Mm. I know no different. She had this pattern with her behavior, and that's the way she knew. And that's the only way she knew how. So I had a huge explanation, and it was a wonderful weekend together. And it really has just solidified our relationship. And Mum and Dad are coming out to stay next week. And I know the change has been cellular, because life is very, very easy for me now. And the struggle has gone. The trying has gone. I just see Mum for such an amazing woman she is. I don't see anything negative in her anymore. That is totally gone from me. And I just see the good. And I believe this is so profound. And this is what drives me to share what I've experienced, to share the process with anyone else suffering with any relationship. Because I promise you, you don't have to.
You summarize it beautifully, and it's just so clear. It's true, the heroine's journey, because he went from just catastrophic dysfunction to sublime beingness in the relationship. It's rather epic, actually. I can't imagine how good you feel.
Yeah, it's so amazing, Don, and I would love anyone who's open it to it. You know, that you deserve a piece of it. You know, yes. We all deserve this, And that's my message, and that's why I'm so driven. In fact, I'm so driven now. I was trading as well as coaching up until a couple of months ago, and now I've said goodbye to trading. It's been wonderful. It's been a very enlightening time for me, and it has been the stepping stone for me to where I am today. So I am now doing everything and pouring all my energy 24 hours a day into coaching and helping others and sharing.
Well, that's a perfect transition point to the whole point of this show, which is that, as you know, most people, here you are, you're in your sweet spot, and you've crafted and chiseled out a very wonderful life, and you've had your ups and downs and hardships and more. You've gotten through them, and you've learned through various ways to live a life that's yours and live a life free of a lot of the stress and torment that a lot of people feel. So hurrah for that. And what would you say to the people out there, whether it's about relationships or career satisfaction or work satisfaction or any aspect of their lives, what do you think are the reasons that people get stuck and stay stuck, and why can't they move to the next level like you did, that 87 or 89% of people that get stuck? Why do they get stuck?
I think a big thing why people get stuck is because they're trying to change everything else, trying to change the job. They're trying to change people. You know, I spent many years trying to make Mum be something else, trying to, you know, make things be what you want them to be. And when you realize you can't control anything or anyone else, you can only control yourself. And when you have complete control over your own thoughts, it's very, very empowering. You become very, very strong inside. So I think maybe take a step back and think about the fact that you can't make people be what you want them to be. You can't control them. You can't make them do things. You know, I think that's one of the big things for people maybe to think about in a different way.
Mm-hmm. And then you said, you talked earlier so much about how when you were in your 20s raising your children that you learned to reach out, and how difficult that was, but how remarkably helpful it was once you did it. A lot of people have a hard time reaching out. Some people come from functional families, and just as many come from families that aren't functional. So how do you reach out and let yourself be open? How do you trust somebody else to let them into your life?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I think the thing is sometimes people think of that as a failure because they feel that they should be able to cope. They should be able to get on with it and sort it out themselves. But actually, reaching out and asking for help is actually a huge sign of strength. And it takes you off that bottom rung of the ladder. So it's about dispelling the fear, mm-hmm. You know, the fear of the fear of yourself, the fear of what you might find, the fear of what that person might say to you. But my message is go for it. You honestly have nothing to lose. And it isn't as bad as you think. The fear that you're living in now is worse than taking that step.
Yes, unquestionably it is worse. There are myriad benefits to you having gone through this journey and learned and grown, and now you're thriving in it. What have been the most palpable, obviously a better relationship with your mother, for heaven's sake, but what are the most palpable aspects of your life that have been affected by this transition or this transformation that you've made?
Well, amazingly, my husband, when we had the financial mess, it was during that low point. He wanted to more control over his own life, over, you know, what he wanted to do with his life. He absolutely loves flying, and it's been a great passion. But he wants to do something else in the next few years. So he set up an internet marketing business. But we were never comfortable with how it was going, really. We didn't plan this way, but amazingly, now he is, I call him my manager. He does the internet marketing for me. So he's kind of brought his business together with my coaching. So the two of us work together, which is incredibly exciting. So that's been wonderful that it isn't just my journey with my coaching. It's, with my husband as well, with my husband Ian. So that's been a very profound effect on our lives, which is amazing. From a financial aspect, turning the whole thing round, we have found a piece of land back in the UK where we both would like to live one day, and we are going to build a house on there within the next 2 years. So that is our enormous goal for the two of us.
Oh, that's just very exciting.
It's wonderful that the two of us actually agree, because a lot of people as expats don't even agree what country to live in, let alone the town. So we feel very, very blessed. We've chosen this together. It was a lot of hurdles against that, because this actual piece of land hasn't even got planning permission yet. But we don't let that stop us. You know, that's not going to stop us building our house.
Excellent. If you've done this deep dive into every part of yourself, have there been particularly meaningful books or resources that you'd recommend to listeners?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I love reading, and I think books are wonderful for everybody to get into. But one book in particular by Stephen Covey, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, he really got me thinking what I call from the inside out. So he really gets you to... You have all the answers. They're all inside. It's just a matter of uncovering and finding deep inside what it is. Mm-hmm. So he's been a huge impact on the way I see life.
Excellent. So you talk now about the internet and Ian being interested in that and now working with, as your manager, and using internet resources. What internet resources do you each like and are effective for you?
Well, I think the main thing, and I was on it today, actually, and I'm always very grateful because it's a very clever tool, is AWeber. AWeber manages, it's a platform that manages all our emails and keeps them all in order and gives us our stats and sends them out when we want them to be sent out. We wouldn't be able to run what we have without AWeber, and they have a very good backup as well. So it's a great resource for us.
Do you use social media?
Yes, Facebook is wonderful. I know people have their views on Facebook, but it's a great tool, and I think it's a wonderful tool to share. And actually, Instagram, I'm just getting into Instagram. I find my children, and maybe it's the younger people today, use Instagram a lot. So I'm using both of those at the moment, which is very, very effective. And it drives traffic to my website. I just post once a day. I'm quite disciplined with my time because you can be on and off that thing and waste time. So, you know, I have set times that I'm going to sort stuff out, see who's posted on there. And you do need to be disciplined, I think, to make it work for you.
Okay. So what do you see happening in your life in the next handful of years? I mean, you talked about Shropshire. Okay, that's down the road. But what are your plans for the next handful of years with your coaching, et cetera, working with Ian, et cetera?
Our great joint plan is within the next 2 to 5 years is our long-term plan. We would like to take our business with us back to the UK so we continue running it from Shropshire. So that is the big plan. Once we've purchased the land and built our house, then Ian will leave his flying career We will both do this back in Shropshire. Ian also wants to build cars as well. That's another passion of his.
Oh, that sounds exciting, building cars. So what are you proudest of in your very interesting life here?
What am I proudest of? My children. I'm very, very proud of my children. They're amazing kids and they're doing amazing things. Every day, I'm very, very grateful that I have three amazing kids and what they do.
And what about your legacy? How do you want to be remembered?
Oh, my legacy. Yeah, this is a tricky one.
I know.
I would really love to be remembered that I was the lady who showed me how to love myself and live my life with grace and ease.
There's no way to improve on that statement. Louise Armstrong, what a great pleasure being with you today. Thank you for sharing the highlights of your life's journey to this point. And I know that listeners have learned many lessons that will help them on theirs. So how do those listeners connect with you if you would like them to?
I would love you to come and have a look at my website. It's www.womensmidlifecoach.com. And there's lots of information on there. There's some free resources. There's a couple of free PDF books you can download on there to get a feel of my work. And you can book a free discovery session where we have a half an hour chat together, either over Skype or if you're in Dubai, we can meet up in person. And you can find out, you know, if coaching's really for you and if it's the right time for you. So please do go and have a look around.
That's a generous offer. Thank you so much. Listeners know you can go to discovertalentpodcast.com to the show notes section, look up Louise Armstrong, find the highlights, and also find these links. Thank you for joining us, listeners around the world. You know about our infographic and ebook, What Do Highly Successful People Actually Do to Succeed? 12 Proven Career Building Strategies to Help You Do What You Love. Take a look at that. People have told us it's a kickstart to get their thinking moving, whether they're 18 or whatever age they are, to get them moving in the right direction with their career and life. You can also subscribe for free on iTunes and Stitcher. We'd love for you to. We're building our tribe and would love to have you a part of it if you wish. In closing, every one of us is born with unique talents and gifts. We don't learn them. We cannot ignore them. They're just a part of who we are, our DNA. Whenever we discover them and use them in our lives and careers, we do not merely survive, we thrive in every way possible. So until next time, all my best, and whatever you do, have fun out there today.